A simple health habit could make a real difference if you have high blood pressure. Very simply, it's going to bed at the same time. And to explain, we welcome Dr. Saurabh Thosar from the Oregon Institute of Occupational Health Sciences. Professor, what gave you the idea to look at the concept of going to bed at the same time affecting blood pressure?
There has been a lot of research about sleep and heart health, but very few people have looked at sleep regularity. Mostly we focus on sleep duration and sleep quality. There is newer research suggesting that sleep irregularity may be associated with increased risk for high blood pressure. So we thought, well, maybe if that is true, then the opposite must also be true. And so we thought, well, let's try to see if regularizing people's sleep can help reduce their blood pressure.
And these were significant drops in blood pressure, even for people already taking hypertension medication?
That is correct, yes. We found a drop of about 4 to 5 millimeters of mercury in 24-hour blood pressure and nighttime blood pressure, which are really clinically meaningful.
And the participants reduced their bedtime variability from about 30 minutes down to 7 minutes. Was that a big behavioral change for them to make?
That's a great question. I think that these results are great or very robust because you would think that people who go to bed within 30 minutes within each day are already regular. And so a small tweak in behavior of going to bed more regularly than 30 minutes made a big difference in their blood pressure. So I think that's a simple health habit that anybody could do.
Half the people in your study lowered their blood pressure beyond what you call positive physiological change. What does that mean in real-world terms?
You know, every measurement has some errors. And because we had a small sample, we wanted to test whether our intervention overcame those measurement errors that you would usually find in blood pressure measurement or any other measurement. And we found that in most people, doing this intervention overcame the error in measurement, meaning not only that people had a significant reduction in blood pressure, but that was sort of more robustness scientifically than just measuring blood pressure in the office or just reporting the blood pressure results per se.
We're talking with Dr. Saurabh Thosar from the Oregon Institute of Occupational Health Sciences about a study that he did which shows that regular sleep times will lower blood pressure. It's kind of a remarkable thing. Large population studies have linked inconsistent sleep to higher hypertension risk. Does your proof of concept study reinforce that connection?
Yes, absolutely. This is, to my knowledge, the first study where somebody has actually tried to regularize people's sleep and look at the effect on blood pressure. And it is even more important, I think, because we were able to do this in people who actually have high blood pressure and who could actually benefit from this being an adjunct therapy to their medication or exercise. So definitely, I would say our study reinforced the results that sleep regularity is very important for blood pressure control.
If someone with hypertension is listening right now, how quickly might they see benefits from sticking to a consistent bedtime?
Our study suggested that 2 weeks was enough to see a big clinically meaningful change. Again, it's hard to say there are individual differences. We started with 2 weeks because it's a proof of concept study, but you know, future research should do long-term interventions or long-term 4 weeks, 6 weeks, etc., to see if you know some people reduce it later and if these reductions are long-term also.
Are there certain groups like shift workers or people with irregular schedules who might have more difficulty applying this?
Yes, I would think so. We did not study any shift workers, so we screened out for only daytime workers. But definitely, shift work is a unique paradigm, and I would think that shift workers, because of the way their jobs are, would find it harder to go to bed at the same time, balancing social life with work life.
Could you see bedtime regularization becoming a recommended standard alongside salt reduction, exercise, and medication for hypertension?
It's early to say. I must emphasize that what we did was a proof of concept study. At the same time, we measured blood pressure during the night and using 24-hour ambulatory blood pressures monitor, which, you know, you can't consciously change blood pressure during the night. And so we think the results are robust, and the behavior tweak that we are suggesting or we've shown is low cost and low risk. So I think it has the potential, but it needs to be tested in bigger clinical trials.
Other than avoiding naps, were there any other instructions the participant got to help maintain regularity?
None, nothing. We just told them, go to bed at the same time or as close to it as possible. and don't take naps during the day.
So what's the overall message you hope clinicians and the public take away from this research?
The overall message, I think, is a simple behavioral tweak, which is low risk and no cost, of going to bed at the same time each day would help you reduce your blood pressure for anybody, to be honest.
And blood pressure is, we didn't really touch on this, but it is a health risk to have high blood pressure.
It is a health risk, yes. Half of all American adults, more than 100 million adults in America, have high blood pressure.
Really? Wow. And is it such a risk that it would shorten your life if you have serious high blood pressure?
Oh, absolutely. High blood pressure is associated with heart attack risks, risk for stroke, kidney disease, etc. So yes, hypertension is a big problem. It's sort of a public health epidemic, I would say, given the number of people that it affects adversely. And definitely we need better control of blood pressure in America, I would say.
Dr. Saurabh Thosar from the Oregon Institute of Occupational Health Sciences, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much for your time.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.